أبه الذي اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة العنكبوت، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن إلا الذين ظلموا منهم وقولوا آمنا بالذي أنزل إلينا وأنزل إليكم وإلهنا وإلهكم واحد ونحن له مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. The first ayah of the fifth section of Surah Al-Ankabut we have largely discussed, but one point remains. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Definitely, verily, the remembrance of Allah is the greatest. But greatest in what manner? In what respect? The greatest source of strength, courage and forbearance. Why? Because this zikrullah will strengthen your iman. And iman is the real source of courage and strength and forbearance and steadfastness for any moment. The deeper the iman, the more he will be inclined to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah. The shallower the iman, the less easy it will become for them, the more difficult it will become for them. So actually, what we need is the depth of iman. The depth of conviction. This depth of conviction gives you the depth of commitment. And then when a man is committed, then he is ready to sacrifice everything. We find, not for all, Allah. People have been sacrificing everything for some ideologies of their own. Didn't the Marxists, the communists, made great sacrifices to bring about a revolution? Not for Allah, not for Akhirah, not for the hereafter, only for an ideal. Because an ideal, an ideology appealed to them. There's a very beautiful couplet in Urdu. Ek tasavvur ke husne mubham par sari hasti lutai jati hai. Zindagi tarke arzu ke baad kaise saanson mein dhali jati hai. If you don't have an ideal in life, a goal in life, you are just like living like animals. They also care what to eat. They have also their sexual urges. They satisfy them. The preservation of the self and the preservation of the species, that is the common instinct between all animals and human beings. But human beings are those who have an ideal, a goal. Whether, even if that goal is false, such a person is at a higher level than a man who has no goal in life. The man who has no goal in life is just like animals. They are like cattle, rather they are worse than them. But whosoever has a goal, he is definitely living his life at a higher level. But the highest goal, manzile ma kibriyas. The highest goal is Zat-e Kibriya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. So actually, the deeper the commitment of iman, the deeper the readiness to sacrifice everything. So that is actually the methodology, the rationale. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Why this ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ؟ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَسْجَعُونَ. Allah very well knows what you are doing. This is another source of consolation for the mu'min. I am suffering for the cause of Allah. My Allah is seeing it. It is in His knowledge. If you are doing something for some human being, even if you have sacrificed something for His sake, for some fellow human being, maybe He doesn't know it. مر گئے ہم انہیں خبر نہ ہوئی. But whatever we are doing for Allah, Allah knows it. Allah is seeing me. What a big source of consolation for Bilal when he was being beaten. My Lord is seeing me. I am bearing all this for Tawheed. Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. One, one. I believe in one only. I am not ready to accept any other. Why was he being beaten? For Allah's sake. Allah was seeing it. So Allah ya'lam ma tasna'un. So this is a very big source of consolation. Now the second instruction to the Muslims. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ. And don't enter into debate with the people of the book. Don't argue with them. Don't enter into any debate or dispute with the people of the book. إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ. Except in a very beautiful way. Dawah is not fighting. In dawah, you have to convince a person. You have to appeal to his soul and heart. If you are harsh in dawah, you are making him flee away. Allah said to Muhammad even sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضْوًا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Had you been harsh and rude and hard-hearted to these people, they would have dispersed from amongst you, from around you. And you are calling somebody. Now this Ahlul Kitab, I have made it clear so many times. We are also Ahlul Kitab. Who are we? Don't we have this book? And now, because the greater Muslim Ummah is asleep, is just unconscious of his duties, so we have to make a smaller ummah within the greater ummah. An ummah within ummah. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. There should be from amongst you an ummah which should take upon itself three jobs. دَعْوَةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. دَعْوَةٌ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. أَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Bidding. Ordaining whatever is correct and just and real and true. And forbidding from whatever is unjust, wrong. And only those will be successful. Ulaika humul muflihun. So now this smaller ummah has to appeal first of all the greater Muslim ummah. What's the use of going to the kafirs? They'll be very right to point out, how do you come to us? See to your own people. Physician, heal thyself. You want to cure me? You want to treat me of my disease? You are yourself sick. Because the Muslim Ummah, the greater Muslim Ummah is sick. So you have to cure them. So here, don't think that these ayat, they cover only the people of the book, the Jews and the Nasara. No, no. Primarily here you must have in your mind the Muslims at large. When making dawah to them, you have to keep these instructions in view. Don't argue with them. Just as quarreling and fighting, trying to defeat one another. No, no. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ. In a very beautiful way, very lenient way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, gave the command to Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam about Fir'aun. Qula lahu qawlan layyinan. Both of you go and say to him very lenient words, soft words, don't be harsh. Even to a person who was claiming to be God himself. But this is the essential, you know, condition of dawah. Soft words, not harsh. قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ. Maybe that he may have the remembrance. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا عَلَى الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ except those who are unjust among them. Now what does it mean? It can have two meanings. Two illas, two except, cancel each other. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا عَلَى الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Two minuses cancel each other, so you don't talk to them at all. Whom, about whom you feel that they don't want to understand. They are just quarreling. They don't want to understand. قَالُوا سَلَامًا فَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Finish the argument there and then. No need. No need of quarreling. When you feel they are in no mood of listening, why do you waste your time? Your time and energy is a trust with you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waste it. If you feel somebody really wants to understand, he is a seeker after truth, then you must devote your time in as good a way, as beautiful a way as is possible. But if you feel that, oh, he doesn't want, is not ready to listen, is very adamant, arrogant, is just disputing for the sake of dispute, debating for the sake of debating, so no use. Number one is this. Number two opinion would be that you can be harsh when there is need with those people who are themselves harsh. The need can arise at certain times. You know, for example, this munazara, this debate, the religious debate which takes place. And in these debates, sometimes, it becomes quite necessary to use harsh words. To stop, you know. Otherwise, they won't be stopped. And because people are listening, there are two different conditions. When you are talking to a person, man to man, it's something else. When the public is watching, then it's a different issue. If your argument fails, what will be the effect on the whole of the audience? So there it might be permissible to use some harsh words. These are the two interpretations of this ayah. وَقُولُوا and say to them, آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَأُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Look, we believe in what has been sent down to us and what was sent down to you. وَإِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And our Lord and your Lord is one. One Allah, not two Allahs. You also believe in Allah, you also believe in God. Call him by Allah or God, it's the same. Call the rose by any name, it will smell as sweet. وَإِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُكُمْ وَاحِدٌ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we have submitted ourselves, surrendered before him. Now, let you also surrender to him. That's the natural sequence. But it is not verbally said here. It's the result. Now leave it to them. This gives you another very basic wisdom about da'wah. When I start talking to a person, you must find something common between you and him. Start your discourse with that point which is common. You know this ayah, this is from Surah Al-Ankabut, which was revealed in the fifth year after the beginning of Wahi, at least 7 years before Hijrah. And after Hijrah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the full section 16 of Surah Al-Baqarah, that is actually the exposition of this ayah. قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. Same ayah. How, you know, detailed now this comes in Surah Al-Baqarah. In Surah Al-Imran, the full section 7. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَائِمْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. This should be the way. something common. Find something which is common between you and him, and then build up the argument from that common point. This course, this dialogue will be fruitful. But if you are starting with something which is disputed between you and him, then it will be dispute all the time. It's just like the zip. If you want to join it here, it won't join. If you pick up that common point and then you just draw it, the whole zip sticks. So just find the point where you are in contact with that person. Some point of contact, something which is common. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ And on that basis we have sent down this book to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. كَذَلِكَ What does it mean? ذَلِكَ اسم الْإِشَارَةِ Pointing to something. Pointing to what? On this very basis. مَا كُنْتُ بِدَا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ You are not the bolt from the blue. You Muhammad, you are not the bolt from the blue. That you are the first Nabi or Rasul. It's a chain of Anbiya and Rasul. You are the last link, no doubt. But it's a chain, very long chain. Starting from the first man, first human being, was Adam, he was first Nabi also, first prophet also. The chain continued. It has come to an end in your person. So this book is actually, you may find it, I think, at least you will find it 20 times, I think 50 times in Quran. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ This Quran has come and it is testifying that the book which was held before was also from Allah. Certifying the book. Not rejecting them. So that should be the attitude. We belong to a chain. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْآيَاتِ فَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ مَن يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ So, those people also to whom we gave the book, they also believe in it, or they also will believe in it. This verb in Arabic, فَعْلُ الْمُضَارِعِ, it has both things, the present and future both tenses. They believe in it. If you take this translation, it is correct. Because by that time, many people in Abyssinia had converted to Islam. Even Negus, Najashi, when Muslims went there for the first migration, he certified that whatever Surah Maryam, when it was narrated and recited unto him, he said, whatever these verses have said about Jesus, Jesus is not more than that even in the quantity of a straw. Exact, this is the position of Jesus. So, فَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُ الْكِتَابَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Or if you translate it in the future, they will believe in it. Then Abdullah ibn Salam, رضي الله عنه, he was one of the very big, renowned ulama, rabbis of the Jews of Medina. He embraced Islam. وَمِنْ هَاُولَاءِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ And among these people also, there are who are believing in it, or who will be believing in it. And what does it mean, haulai? The people at Makkah. Because the surah is being revealed at Makkah. The idolaters, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they also believe in it. And definitely, when this surah was revealed, I think at least 50, 60 Muslims had embraced Islam in Makkah. وَمَا يَجْهَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ And nobody denies or rejects our signs and ayat except those. Now here, if you translate it with the unbelievers, it becomes, so to say, absurd. Here you will have to translate this word in the literal sense. Kufr means being ungrateful. This is the antonym of shukr. What is shukr? Gratitude. To be grateful. And kufr, ungrateful. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ غَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ Shukr and kufr, they are antonyms to each other, opposite of each other. So here we should translate, who are grateful, they will certainly, they will believe in this Quran, You are ungrateful. You will reject it.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذًا لَّارْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ.
Now these ayat, a few ayat now which are coming, actually they are being addressed to the mushrikeen of Arab, the idolaters, the idol worshippers of Makkah.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ.
O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were not reciting any book before this Quran. You are an unlettered person. You never got any education, the formal education in this world. You have never been reciting or reading any book. Nobody has seen you reciting or learning to recite any book.
وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِ.
Nor you have learned writing. You have never been writing any book or any letter or any something else. So when you don't know reading and writing, what is the basis of their doubt on Quran? That Muhammad has written it himself. How come? Suddenly a person can write and read and recite and compose such beautiful narratives. How possible? If you had been reading and writing before, إِذَنْ لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ, then these repudiators, they could have any cause of suspicion and dread and doubt. Had you been reading or writing before this book, إِذَا لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ, then these repudiators, rejectors, they could have any reason, any sound reason to have doubts about it. But when you were not writing, not reading, you never learned so how can they doubt it?
بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ.
On the contrary, this Quran actually contains ayatul bayyinat, very clear signs. And these clear signs are, fi suduri alladhina utul ilm, they are present in the chests of those people, in the hearts of those people who are being given knowledge. The same thing which I explained when I said that Quran is az-zikr. Why? Because it actually activates something within me, in my ruh, in your ruh, and in the ruh of every human being, potential iman is present. Just as you know, the whole mango tree is present in that nut. You sow it in the ground, it breaks, then two leaves, and then from there this whole tree comes up. The whole tree is there, present. In the seed, the whole tree is present. So actually, potentially, in the ruh, in the spirit, human spirit, iman is present. But it is dormant. It has to be activated. This Quran activates them. By that sympathetic vibration.
Dekhna taqreer ki lazzat ki jo usne kaha, maine ye jana ki goya, yehi mere dil mein tha.
Whatever he said to me, I felt. It was already in my heart. He has not said to me something new. It was there in my heart. Only I couldn't have read it myself. He has just helped me to read my own heart. And let me quote here from Imam Hafiz ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, the biggest disciple of Imam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. He says, there are certain people, when they read Quran, they feel that they are not reading from the Mus'haf. They are reading from the book of their own heart. There's so complete harmony. With whatever is in my heart, I feel it is written in this book. This harmony actually, this gives you, this strengthens your belief or your conviction. That the source of this book and the source of my inner existence, my spiritual soul is the same.
بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الظَّالِمُونَ.
And nobody rejects our ayat except the evil intentioned and unjust people who want to go astray, who have some vested interests, who want to protect their interests, who want to protect their positions. So those are intentions are wrong. Had the intention been correct, they couldn't have ever rejected the ayat that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presenting before them. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. And they say, why clear signs have not been sent down to him from his Lord? And by this they meant miracles. The miracles just as they were given to Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, or to Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. His staff, you know, turned into a serpent. And when he picked it up, it was again a staff. Again a wood, stick of wood. His hand, when he took it from his, you know, axilla out, it was shining like sun. So these were the big signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. Why has Muhammad not been given such signs? That was a very big argument from this side. This is a very interesting subject. I can't go into detail. It has been very thoroughly discussed in Quran, in Surah Al-An'am. Allah had decided, we shall not show them such signs. Whosoever wants to understand, he should use his own good sense and intellect. Now the human race has reached maturity, intellectual maturity. You have come up to age. Now we will not give you these signs. Ponder over Quran. This is the biggest miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the living miracle. The miracles of the former messengers were with them only, confined to their lives. The staff of Moses was a miracle when it was in the hand of Moses. After Moses it was nothing but a stick of wood, dry wood, nothing else. It is present to this date in that wooden box. Tabut al-Safina. The Jews say, and I tend to agree with them, it is still present somewhere under the foundations of Masjid al-Aqsa. Because when, you know, Nebuchadnezzar demolished the first temple of Solomon, many rabbis, they didn't leave that place. It was in a trench, in some lower cellar. And when it came down, they got buried there with that box. In that box, there are those stone tablets also present. Because 300 years after Moses, we find the mention of that Tabut al-Sakina when we read in Surah al-Baqarah, in the last sections of second part, the fighting, the battle between Talut and Jalut. It was a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed Talut as their leader, their king, that their Tabut al-Sakina will come back to you. So 300 years after Moses, that box was intact and present. Then it was kept in the temple of Solomon, definitely. Most sacred thing with them. And when, you know, it was demolished, it was buried down there. And they say there are their documentaries which are being shown on television. I don't know whether here it has been shown. One of my friends, he went to Manila. He's a flight engineer in PIA. He saw a documentary on television in Manila, Philippines. They prove that that box is there. That ark, they call it, is there. And they will have to take it out. Anyhow, so I was saying that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the living miracle that lived after him also. It is present today also. It's a miracle. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. And they say, why miracles have not been given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the miracles, all the signs are in the control of Allah. If Jesus showed miracles, he didn't show it by his own power. It was the manifestation of the authority and power of Allah. If Moses showed those signs, those signs were given to him by Allah. وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. And I am nothing except a plain warner. My duty is to warn you. The rest is with you. Choice is with you. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whosoever wishes, he can remain a kafir. Whosoever wishes, he can believe, he can testify, he can come with me. This is your choice. My duty is done when I have conveyed to you the message of your Lord. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ. Now that was one answer. The second answer to their objection is coming now. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Does it not suffice for them? If they want a miracle, if they want a proof, if they want a sign, is this sign not sufficient for them? أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Does it not suffice for them that we have sent down the book on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, which is being narrated and recited unto them. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَرَحْمَةً وَذِكْرَى لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And in this book, in this Quran, there is the mercy and there is the reminding and admonition for people who believe. You go on reciting. If they are not benefiting from it, the mu'mineen, the people who believe, they will benefit from it. Their iman will be strengthened. Their depth of conviction will be increased. Their depth of conviction and commitment will increase. So it will benefit them. If they don't want, don't care for them. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is sufficient between you and me as a witness. He is the witness. He knows that He has sent me. Whether you accept or not is immaterial to me. It will be important for you. If you accept, you will have the salvation. If you reject, you will be thrown in the fire of hell. It's important for you, not for me. I don't care. I have done my duty. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Allah is sufficient as a witness between you and me. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He knows everything which is in the heavens and in the earth. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ وَكَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ. Now whosoever believes in falsehood, vanities, having no foundation, they believe in such things. And they disbelieve Allah. They are ungrateful to Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Verily, they are the losers. They stand to lose, not me. I have done my work. I have done my duty. I have conveyed to you the message. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. There was another thing that they were using, the chiefs of Quraysh, they were using as an argument against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, oh Muhammad, it's a long time now. You have been threatening us with punishment, punishment, punishment. Azab will come, azab will come, azab will come. Bring that punishment. Let the matter be finished. We are tired of hearing. Call to Allah. Bring that punishment. There is quoted in Surah Al-Fal and Dua also. Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haq famtir alayna hijaratan min as-samaa' aw kama qala Allah ta'ala. Nadr ibn al-Haris, perhaps one of the friends of Abu Jahl, he prayed, O Allah, if this is true what Muhammad is saying, let there be a rain of stones on us. They wanted to use it as an argument to convince their common people, the masses. No, we are so sincere. We actually don't believe in him. We feel from the depth of our heart that he is a liar. Otherwise, how could we have called this prayer to Allah? So this ayah is referring to that. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. They are demanding haste. Bring you the azab, the punishment, the chastisement. وَلَوْلَا أَجَلُ الْمُسَمَّنُ لَجَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. Had there been no fixed time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixes the term. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلُ. For every ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed a term. Before that term is completed, azab cannot come. وَلَوْلَا أَجَلُ الْمُسَمَّنُ. had there been no fixed time, لَجَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, عذاب would have come to them up till now. وَلَيَاتِيَنَّهُمْ بَغْتَةً, and it will definitely come to them, and it will come to them suddenly, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they will not be perceiving, having the perception from where it will come. It can come from any side. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَعْضَ بَعْضٍ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has all the power and authority. He can send upon you some azab, some punishment from the sky, from over your heads. Or he can bring out from the earth, from underneath your own feet, the azab. There might be an earthquake. There might be, earth might tear off. Or third form is, he may divide you into groups and then make you quarrel with each other. And you try your own strength toward each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to send any azab from above or from below. You will kill each other. يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. Again the same ayah. This time, previously their objection, why clear ayat, clear signs, miracles are not sent to him? Then two answers. In the same way, their objection, why the azab is not coming on us when we have rejected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Answer in two ways. Number one, وَلَوْلَا أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّنٌ لَجَاهُ الْعَذَابُ. Actually, always there is a fixed time for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that time to every ummah. Second is, يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. They are making haste for azab, while really Jahannam has already encompassed them. It has already engulfed them. They are not feeling it. Just if the army of an enemy has surrounded the city during the night, and people are unaware of it and they are, very asleep comfortably, they don't know what has happened. The city has been taken over, so to say, and engulfed and encircled. In the same way, if you can see beyond that curtain of ghaib, actually they have been already surrounded by fire of hell. Just coming. Just the example is, the cancer has started in your body somewhere, you don't know. You don't know. But you know that cancer is flourishing in your body. Suddenly it comes up. And you are not unaware. You are not aware of it for such a long time. So actually the cancer is started. In the same way, this fire of hell has already surrounded them. But they don't know it. Now, again, the address to the mu'mineen. And these are the most beautiful ayat of the Quran. Just imagine what was the condition that the Muslims at that time at Makkah were facing. How horrible. Worst persecution. Now Allah addresses them. Ya ibadi alladhina amanu in ardi wasi'atun fa iyaya fa'budu. First of all, please note that in the whole of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, these words appear only in the Madani surahs. Nowhere in the Makki surahs. In Makki surahs, and which comprise of 2/3 of the Quran, mostly the address is in singular to Muhammad directly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims were indirectly addressed through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except 2 places here. Except, you so to say, in Surah Al-Hajj, but Surah Al-Hajj actually, There is a dispute of whether it is Makki or Madani. I don't want to go into detail. My submission is that nowhere in the Makki Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, these words appear. They are exclusive in addressing the Ummah. And that is in the Madani Surah only, not in the Makki Surah. Except two places, but here also, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, no. Ya ibadiyallazina. And the second is Surah Zumr, Ayah 54. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. The address here is the divine love, affection to the Muslims, to the Mu'mineen. These words, they are full of that affection, that love. Ya ibadi al-ladina. Oh my bondmen, oh my servants, oh my slaves, who believe in me, who believe in Muhammad, my apostle, my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna arzi wasi'atun. Definitely, my earth is very wide, spacious, very vast. فَإِيَّا فَعْبُدُونَ. So only me you worship. What does it mean? If you can't worship me at any place, don't feel you are tied to that place. Leave that place. My earth is not narrow. Go to another place. This is the indirect instruction for Hijrah. For you, the most important thing is that you have to worship me and me alone. It's not important whether you are living at Makkah, or whether you are living at Medina, or whether you are living in India, or whether you are living in America. Irrespective. If you can't worship me alone here, leave this place. There are two couplets in Arabic by Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه. بلاد الله واسعة فزاؤوا ورزق الله في الدنيا فسيحوا فقل للقاعدين على هوان إذا ضاقت بكم أرض فسيحوا. Say to those people who live in some land, in some place, despite all humility that is with which they are treated over there, leave that place and go to somewhere else. Don't keep sitting over there. You are looked down upon. فَقُلْ لِلْقَاعِدِينَ عَلَىٰ هَوَانٍ. You are sitting here, staying here. Although you are despised here, you are looked down upon here. بِلَادُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ فَزَاؤُوا. Alas, world is very, very vast and very special. The same thing is here. يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ أَرْضِي وَاسِعَةٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَاعْبُدُونَ. That was the hint for the Hijrat of Habsha. Hijrat of Habsha was done in the 5th year after the beginning of Wahi. Two groups of Muslims went there. Stick to me, not to some land. Stick to me, not to some place. Your priority number one is my worship, my obedience. Not to be faithful to any land. We have in Pakistan, Professor Mirza Muhammad Munawwar is a very expert person in Iqbaliyat. And he sometimes says very beautiful words. Islamic culture and civilization is not land rooted. Islamic culture is not land rooted. Hindu culture is land rooted. Islamic culture. All lands belong to Allah. All the earth belongs to Allah. So all the earth belongs to me. I belong nowhere. So this is the universal outlook. The global outlook of a Muslim. All men are creatures of Allah. All are my brothers. Whether someone is from east or west or south or north, it's immaterial. whether someone is black or white or yellow, then that is it. So this global, this level of humanism, actually, this is possible only for a Muslim. He has two things, as we have read already in Surah Al-Hujurat. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Two things are common between me and any other human being. My and his creator is the same creator. Mine and his ancestors are the same, Adam and Eve. It's a common. يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ أَرْضِي وَاسِعَةٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَاعْبُدُونِ. Second danger. Now these things, you know, they are implied in Iman. But these things which are inherent in Iman, embedded in Iman, they are being brought out openly. So that you can strengthen your courage to have steadfastness and forbearance and show patience and perseverance in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Second point, every soul has to taste death. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, day after. If not this year, the next year. You have to. So why to fear death? And for a woman, what is death? Maut ek zindagi ka waqfa hai. Yani aage badhe ke dam lekar. It's not the end of my life. It's just the change of the form of life. From one form of life to another form of life. It's a shifting. That's why we call it intiqal. Intiqal is shifting. You know, people here keep shifting. Especially the immigrant engineers, I find he was in Chicago, now he has shifted to Los Angeles. And he used to be in Los Angeles, now he is at Houston. So shifting from one place to another. This is another shifting from this world to the other one. That's all. A bigger shifting. Nothing more than that. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Doctors are land-rooted, you know. They sit at one place. But engineers I find here, they are very mobile, moving about from there to there, here to there. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون. Then towards us they will be returned. Final goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. منزلِ ما كبرياس. My destiny is my Lord. How reassuring to a person. I have a rendezvous with death. And I have a destiny with Allah. How reassuring. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. As for those who have faith and belief, real belief, and then they have performed good deeds, they have spent for the cause of Allah, they have lived for Allah, died for Allah. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا. We shall definitely lodge them in the lofty mansions of the garden. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Underneath which rivers will be flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. There they will dwell forever, forever. نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Excellent is the reward of the good work. And who are those amileen? الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Now this is the word, the key word. This fifth section of our selected course of study is about sabr. All this attitude has been summed up in one word, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. I gave you sabr عَلَىٰ الطَّاعَةِ, sabr عَلَىٰ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, sabr عَلَىٰ الْإِبْتِلَىٰ. And I forgot to quote, there is another sabr. Sabr ani tama. Temptation. Batil and falsehood. When it fails, that our pressure, our persecution has not broken their will, then they tempt, they attract you, they want to buy you. So that temptation to hold yourself back from those temptations, that's the biggest problem. Sabr is not only required when there is persecution and torture. Sabr is also required when they are offering you something. They offered Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to be king, although we are not accustomed to having a king, we are ready to proclaim you king of Makkah. If you want to marry somewhere, you just point out any family, any house. We shall arrange for your marriage. If you want money, wealth, we can give you heaps of gold and silver. But please give up this mission of yours. Nullification of our gods. This was the temptation. The answer was, he said to Abu Talib, even if they place sun on my right hand and the moon on my left hand, I'm not going to give up this mission. You need that courage. This is sabr. At many places in the Quran you find this sabr. As if it sums up all the four. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Our whole thing is summed up in sabr. We have read in Al-Furqan, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. They will be rewarded, the lofty mentions of the garden, on the basis of the sabr that they showed. And there is again in Surah Sajda, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. We made from amongst them the leaders who were guiding the people. But this position they could attain only when they had sabr. Here, you know, in this one word, all the other things, they are covered. فَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا صَبْرًا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Sabr and tawakkul. Have trust in Allah. Don't trust anything else except Allah. You might have all the arms and ammunition, all the material means, but don't think. These things cannot give the result unless there is the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah can deliver you without anything. He has the power, he has the authority. All these material means, they need the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be effective. While Allah doesn't need any material medium to execute any of His will. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَقُولُ. Be and it becomes. No material, no instruments. وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. Why are you very much concerned as to what you will eat? These are the things which weaken a man. How can I take this mission on me? I have a family to support. If I devote my time to this work, who will support them? Where from shall I eat? وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. Don't you see? How many animals are there on this earth? They are not carrying their sustenance and provisions with them. اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Allah feeds them and He feeds you also. You think you are feeding yourself? You think you are providing for yourself? You are mistaken. Allah is feeding you. Huwa ar-raziq. You are not the raziq. We have read this ayah already in Surah Bani Israel. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Don't kill your offspring for fear of poverty. We will provide them. And we are providing you too. Who is providing you? You think yourself? You are mistaken. وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. How many are those creatures, living creatures on this world, on this earth,
They are not carrying their rations and their provisions with them. Allah yarzuqaha wa iyyakum. Wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. He is all listening, all knowing. Now there are some references to those kuffar, the mushrikeen. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ. Because those people also believed that the creator of everything is one and he is Allah. If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? And who has subjected the sun and the moon to your service, for your benefit? لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. They will surely say Allah. فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ. Then how and from when are they being deluded and perverted? Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir. Again to the Muslims. I told you this address to the kuffar, address to the Muslims and Mu'min. Interwoven. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir. It is Allah who spreads and overspreads this risk and provision and sustenance for whomsoever He wills. And He straightens or diminishes for whomsoever He wills. It's not your effort. It's the Allah's decree that decides. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Verily Allah knows everything. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا. And if you will ask them, who has sent down water from the heaven? And He has revived the earth after it had become dead. لا يقولون الله. They will surely say Allah. قل الحمد لله. Then say. Then all praise should be to Allah also. All obedience should be to Allah also. All gratitude should be Allah to Allah also. بل أكثرهم لا يعقلون. But most of them, they don't have the understanding. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب. This is, you know, the climax of all this discussion. And this life of this world is nothing except amusement and a play. This is a play. You have a drama of 3 hours. This is a drama of 30 years. No difference. In a drama, some actor is made king. The other one is some beggar. After 3 hours, the king is not a king. And the beggar is not a beggar. All gone. The robes are taken from the king. It's a drama. Nothing more than that. That's the leveler that will level the whole thing. He will also go to the same clay and you will also go to the same clay. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْمٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And actually it is the life of hereafter, that is the life. This is not the life. This is a reflection of the life. This is a shadow of the real life. This is the preamble of the book of life. The real book will open after that. You have a preface or a preamble to every book. The book, real book of life will open after that. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. This is the second pillar of the source of strength for a moment. This conviction that the real life is the life of hereafter. If I lose something here, I'm not losing it. If I've gained something here, it's no gain. We have read it in Surah Al-Taghabun. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُن. That is the day on which it will be decided. Who lost and who won. Who gained and who lost. Will be decided there. Those small things here, you know, trivial things, gains and losses, they mean nothing. If you have that broad perspective in your mind, life really is the life of the hereafter. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Again a reference to those mushrikeen. Decided there. Those small things here, trivial things, gains and losses, they mean nothing. If you have that broad perspective in your mind, life really is the life of the hereafter. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون.
Again a reference to those mushrikeen. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When they are riding in some ship, because it is in sea, there is always danger, it might sink. So they always call and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are very sincere in their prayers. They are not praying to any god except Allah. No Lat or Uzza or Manat or Hubal. If they are all forgotten, they call Allah. But when فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers them safe to the lake, then they start, you know, doing shirk, associating smaller gods with Allah. لِيَكْفَرُوا بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, so that they should be ungrateful with what we have given them. We have given them the wealth or the body or the strength, everything, but they are using it in kufr against us. So they are ungrateful in what we have given them. وَلَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, they may enjoy for a while. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, so very soon they will know what is the reality. I am leaving two ayat because the time is ending, and at some other time I'll explain them. But the last ayah is the most profound ayah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, those who strive in our cause, who are exerting their utmost for our cause, for making our deen supreme, we must and we shall definitely, without any doubt, show them our paths if they are sincere to us. We promise. We shall always direct them towards the right path. Whenever they will be at a fix whether to go to left or right, we shall show them the right way. This is our promise. If you are sincere, if you actually have devoted yourself, in the salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, rest assured, we shall hold you by your finger and take you along on the right path. Wa inna allaha lama'al muhsineen, and surely and verily and undoubtedly, Allah is with those who are doing these good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among them. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa zikr al-hakim.